The busy corner at Tulane and Broad in the heart of the city is the hub of the Orleans Parish criminal justice system. Within the distance of a few blocks sits the headquarters of the New Orleans Police Department, the Orleans Parish Jail Complex, the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office, and the Office of the Orleans Parish Public Defenders, municipal and traffic courts, and, perhaps the most visibly prominent, occupying the corner of Tulane and Broad, the Orleans Parish Criminal District Court Building. The looming gray stone structure dominates the neighborhood as people from all walks climb the tall steps to make their date with justice. 12 court sections and magistrate court occupy the building, along with the clerk of criminal court. In the years since Hurricane Katrina, there has been a focused and active effort to improve the Orleans Parish criminal justice system. Critics say that it's a system in word only, that in fact the components have operated independently. New Orleans Crime Coalition Chair, Dr. Michael Cowan.
Something that the Crime Coalition has found in our work over the last 6 years is that the local criminal justice system needs to function as a system, but very often it functions as competing agencies.
Retired criminal court judge Calvin Johnson adds that improved efficiency is needed within the halls of criminal court.
It doesn't operate consistently even in its own building. I mean, you don't have consistent operation in your building, let alone across other kinds of aspects of a system. Then you don't have a system. And so there is no real criminal justice system.
Which prompted New Orleans Senator J.P. Morrell to craft legislation in 2013, creating a commission to bring all parties together to find a solution.
Really what prompted me to create that was that for years we've seen the different players in the criminal justice system in New Orleans come to Baton Rouge, sort of take task with the other players. You saw the judges fighting the DAs fighting public defenders fighting the bail bondsmen fighting the sheriff fighting the city or the police. And you don't see that in other jurisdictions. It kind of got to a point where the legislature basically had to step in, sort of like the teacher after a huge schoolyard rumble, pull all the kids in the room and say, listen, Susie and Jimmy and Jack, we're going to sit down in this room, we're going to lock the doors until we figure out what's really underlining these battles.
However, some progress has been made. Communication between the police and the DA has improved, which has helped cases move along faster. Subpoenas to officers are now delivered electronically, and evidence is barcoded. What was an antiquated system of handwritten index cards has been upgraded with the Orleans Parish Information Sharing and Integrated Systems Initiative, OPISIS, a project spearheaded by the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. Executive Director Melanie Talia.
New Orleans has had a very unique approach in that we didn't have a huge sum of money to just rip out everything old and put in everything shiny and new. So we, working in conjunction with the heads of all the agencies at the table together, we started approaching each system one system at a time, modernizing what we could, developing exchanges where we could, in some cases building from the ground up.
So we're seeing a rebuilding of the criminal justice system, and the numbers that we're capturing with these reports as we review every felony arrest and every felony conviction are beginning to tell a story that we're making progress in improving our criminal justice system.
Metropolitan Crime Commission head Rafael Goyeneche notes that the organization's 2012 Criminal Justice Accountability Report shows progress.
So in a few short years, we have almost doubled the arrest to conviction rate, and that is a reflection of the new spirit of coordination and cooperation between police and prosecutors.
Other changes, such as more summons being issued in lieu of arrest and also moving state misdemeanor cases to municipal court, have helped ease clogged dockets at criminal court. Notably, one of the biggest changes has been the introduction of pretrial services, where persons arrested are assessed as to their risk of reoffending and not showing up for court dates. The idea is to not have bail be the deciding factor as to whether someone is jailed or released pretrial, and also reduce the number of people sent to jail, which would save the city money. This reform effort has also heard calls for streamlining courts, including reducing the number of judges and even combining courts. The Orleans Parish Inspector General says that combining municipal and traffic courts and reducing the number of judges from 8 part-time to 5 full-time would result in substantial savings.
We projected $2.5 to $4 million in our 2011 report. So it's real money. It's money the city needs. You can look at it as a partial payment on a consent decree.
However, Municipal Court Chief Judge Desiree Charbonnet isn't sure combining the courts is a good idea.
So we feel like we hold our own here and we justify our positions by the workload. So if you're talking about merging another court into ours, you know, we just don't know how that ends up looking. We don't know.
A proposal to reduce the number of juvenile court judges from 6 to 4, which failed in the state legislature last year, has been filed and is scheduled to come up again during this year's session. And there is speculation that a proposal to merge municipal and traffic courts will come up for consideration this year as well. Meanwhile, the entire bench of the Orleans Parish Criminal District Court is up for election in the fall of 2014. And of course, both the New Orleans Police Department and the Orleans Parish Jail are under a federal consent decree requiring specific changes and carrying big price tags. For WWNO and WIS, I'm Marcia Cavanaugh.
And I'm WWNO News Director Eve Troe. This is just the first in a series of stories looking into changes at the Orleans Parish criminal justice system that Marcia Cavanaugh will be producing with us under a grant from Baptist Community Ministries. That grant helps WWNO partner with WYES, where Marcia is special projects producer, to cover this topic. Marcia is here in the studio with me, and we wanted to talk about some of the other stories that she'll be following. What can we expect this year from this effort?
Well, we'll certainly be keeping up with what goes on in the legislature regarding any sort of judgeship reduction or even court merger. So we'll be doing stories on that. Also in May, WYES will be airing an hour special looking into the consent decree. So we'll do accompanying reports for WWNO too. Once we get past the legislative session, moving into the summer, we're heading into fall elections, big elections. The entire bench over at Criminal District Court is up for election. So we'll be taking a look at who's going to file to run for that, the incumbents, newer candidates. And we're going to create a special online candidate forum. Maybe for the first time ever, the voters out there will really get a much better idea of who's seeking to be on their criminal court bench. And also we'll be doing that for the DA because the DA comes up for re-election too.
Lots of valuable information for voters there in this partnership between WYES and WWNO. Marcia Cavanaugh, special projects producer at WYES, will be looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it also. WYES is really, really happy to be in partnership with WWNO in the special public media initiative for the people of the city of New Orleans.